It is the sphere of love to the Lord and innocence which drives the hells away. So innocence being a willingness to be led by the Lord. And so it struck me just as that was being shared that in regard to our relationship to the Word, love to the Lord or a celestial sphere is when the Word is seen to be the Lord, and a spiritual sphere is when the Word is seen to be from the Lord. And to me, there seems to be something quite significant about that in terms of our relationship to the text itself. So when the Word is regarded as the Lord, there is a level of protection that exists just by virtue of recognizing the Lord's divine human that isn't there when it is seen as something from the Lord. So it's a conceptual shift that has to occur. And that is the difference in the level of protection offered, because while the Word is seen to be from the Lord and not the Lord himself, there is still elements of ourself that we are attached to and wanting to protect. So aspects of the proprium that we're not willing to have exposed. And that's why there's this struggle with the spiritual that doesn't exist with the celestial. So the celestial sphere is one of not really being concerned about oneself. It's a full trust in the Lord as oneself. So that's a significant difference in terms of how we meet life and the situations and circumstances of life. So that the Word is the Lord for the celestial is just a fact. There's no question there. Whereas for the spiritual, there's need for constant intellectual reminders that that is the case.